Welcome to Roll Fair, a D&D podcast. Thanks so much for tuning in. As always, we will introduce ourselves. I am Devin, the Dungeon Master.
I'm Ryan, playing Seth, the Tiefling Warlock.
I'm Brad, playing Arden, the Cannibal.
I'm Kayla, playing Kaiji, the Tabaxi Pirate.
Also a mammal.
And a mammal, and not a cannibal.
I am Austin, playing Sheru, the Turtle, who is not a mammal, but kind of wants to partake in the mammal mating rituals.
I thought you were going to say kind of wants to be a cannibal. So.
I thought you were going to say that.
I am Ben, playing Reyna, the human ranger, who does not eat sentient beings.
Not anymore, anyway.
But he enjoys them.
Yeah. I'm Sarah, I am playing Asar, Divine Genasi Sorcerer.
Nice. Nice. Well,
of spices.
We're off to a great start tonight.
Yeah.
Off to a great start, so.
It's just a weird night.
It is.
So, last time, the party just...
Had breakfast.
They had breakfast. we'll just leave it at that. They're now going to go on some errands.
The Breakfast Club.
That's what we should have called
that's
it.
That's what the title should have been.
We can still change it.
We should change it. I'm now.
So, the Breakfast Club is now disbanding. And
the Red Sands Breakfast Club.
Raynor is going to go get his brooch that he, or not his brooch, his
hairpin, yep.
That he's had commissioned for Asar. And then the rest of the party is going to go see Kumfa Beturi, Mari, to update her on their findings with the gnolls. So, we're picking up with the majority of the party heading to the Kumfa. Is there anything you guys are doing on the way, or do you want to fast travel to her?
Avoiding eye contact with Arden.
Did you really eat?
Yes, people? I did. Okay.
What's the context here?
What do you mean?
Can we not? I'm serious. The less we can talk about snake demons, and that's honestly not the worst thing that they
We didn't
do.
Ever eat snake demons.
Anyway, no, obviously you wouldn't eat the snake demons. They were the ones doing the...
Yes.
Can we just not...
Just say the word, I'll help you kill Arden.
No, don't kill me. I just found friends.
I'll just bring you back and you'll owe me 300 gold.
Okay.
You know, we could do... Do you have like some kind of silence spell?
Not prepared.
Alright.
Actually, I don't know. Do I know silence? I'm like.
Isn't that over an area, too?
It is over an area. It is. I do know it because I used it that one time in Nalia.
That's true.
I'll stop talking about it.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, you guys head to the Kumfa. You get to her hall and. Upon entering, you see her and Ginamat again in council with various people. They dismiss them when they see you come in. Some guards, you know, bring you to her, and she says, I'm glad to see that you're back already. How did everything go?
Well, there wasn't much of a fight. We tracked them back to their den. We tried seeing where they went, and it seemed like there was two of the hyena people with the whole pack of hyenas. They seemed to be traveling northeast along the canyons. We didn't follow after them.
Interesting. Well, we'll have to stay vigilant and make sure that if anything comes this way, we're ready.
Yes, you're going by Seth right now? Alton?
Either or. Okay. Both.
it's hard to keep track of. He found this journal of Bishan. It talks about what happened and how it happened, and Jerry just kind of gives a brief explanation and hands him the journal.
Okay. So she looks at it, takes some time to read it and says, "This does not seem good. I can't imagine how one so dedicated to the gods could fall into work with a demon."
Yeah, it's makes you wonder if the things that you think you've seen are actually from the gods or from some other being.
Indeed.
And I guess the best way to understand that is if the intentions of such vision and such align with your god's interests.
Yes. Well, thank you for bringing this to me. We'll be very vigilant about our hyena populations and any demonic influence. Hopefully we can have Malika and her disciples assist in eradicating what needs to be eradicated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I believe Malika will help as much as she can.
I know she will. Well, is there anything else that you've learned or that you have questions about?
Do you know if there's any keys to the basement?
Keys?
Yeah, where the of the keep?
Our new residence.
Our new residence.
There's some locked doors in the basement that are dwarven made of stone, and we can't get past them.
I'm not aware of any keys. And she turns toward Ginamat, and he just shakes his head. Nor am I.
Okay, well, mystery, and it's more fun that way.
Excuse me, Mr. Ginamat. When we were reviewing the journal, do you know anything about this Moin Grimsbane?
I don't. I do believe I told you I was going to look into having you connect with one of my clan members, my tribe, down in the Indiza Savannah.
If I ever recall correctly, there's some sort of connection to the Feywild down there.
Yes, we guard one of the entrances there. He just kind of rubs his hand along his face for a minute, just stroking a soft beard. I did hear from the shaman there. Her name. Her name is Anzog Moon Reveler. And that's A-N apostrophe Zag.
Moon Reveler?
Moon Reveler. She said that you could come and see her. If you use her name, my people who find you will guide you to her. But she may have some better ideas on this Morin Grimsbane. I can't say the name rings a bell for me. But she could also potentially guide you into the Feywild.
So, I've read a few books of the Feywild, but there's not terribly many that I've found. It's quite a ways away, and we can probably talk to more of your tribe, but what should we expect in the Feywild?
Well, depends on where you go. There are certainly many beautiful and peaceful places there, and there's a sort of it it's an organized chaos in some ways.
Like my backpack.
Like, much like nature.
Yes, that too.
But there are also many entities and people there. Beings that are dangerous and would kill you without a moment's notice.
Sounds like walking into any city, so...
When you say your people protect a gate, do you protect people from going in or out?
We... sometimes both. But it's usually to safeguard the traditions of the Feywild from those of this plane. You have to have special permission to go into the Feywild.
Or else these entities inside will kill you.
Not necessarily kill you, but they could detain you and send you back.
How do you get their permission if you can't talk to them in the Feywild?
That's what the shaman is for.
That comes to me.
Well, it sounds more interesting than the Kataka Waste. Maybe we should go there.
I mean, it does sound very interesting. The only reason we're going to the Kataka Waste is for Krog.
He kind of perks up.
I mean, and also the Kataka Waste are next door while the Savannah is on the other side of the continent.
Where is it? Hold on.
So that's the Savannah is down here in the south, just to the east of the mountains there. And then the Kataka Wastes are just to the east of the Kataka Downs where you guys are currently at.
Kataka Wastes.
The Savannah is so far away.
You know, if we make it over to the coast over by the Chandelier City and Latigo, perhaps Kaiju's friends could give us a lift.
It is possible. Either them or allies of us in general.
But if you go there, I'm sure you will get some information about this curse that has occurred. Know Morin, this Urvark mentioned Morin when we spoke with him, and if we can find out some information on whatever this entity is, this curse, maybe we can find a way to defend against it.
Yeah.
And it's always good to upset a demon's plans.
Yes.
Or stab them.
Or stab them. I heard that's very
entertaining. That's one way to upset their plans.
Doesn't seem to be very effective in our history.
Just the wrong weapon was used.
I guess we'll see.
Anyway, I appreciate your service in this matter, but I'm afraid I don't have much more.
It's one
side.
That's all right. We seem to be running into a lot of areas where we need to explore and research more. We'll get there eventually.
If only we could travel quickly.
I know, right? If you have some sort of like fast travel system.
I love how you can turn grand adventures into research.
That is the definition of a grand adventure.
Exactly.
We were going to say something stupid like that.
We do have horses for sale, if you need them.
I mean, I don't know if you want me riding a horse. I could maybe ride a beetle, but I think I'd squish any horse.
Beetles as well.
That's true. We could get by with, like, I don't know, 2 beetles, 1 for you and 1 for everyone else.
That might be about accurate. I think I weigh like 2 to 3 people.
The beetles can carry a lot.
3 people.
They have a pretty high carrying capacity.
You always forget how much I weigh. That's like 470 pounds.
Yep. Yeah, you're like half a ton.
Yep. Turtles are heavy.
Got all that shell.
Or not meant to run.
Shell, yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Well, we've got some places to go first.
Can't be an assassin.
Yeah, we have plans.
We could take the beetles there, too.
I imagine that this is something that it will keep.
So if we're planning on far traveling, investing in livestock is probably a good idea.
Yeah, I hate walking.
Well, we just got a bunch of gold. We can probably afford some sort of transportation.
I'd say so.
Yeah, so beetle carrying capacity is 810 pounds.
So two of me.
How much does cargo have?
One
shrew
and two people.
Yeah, one shrew and two people.
Pretty similar to shrew, maybe a little more.
Car can walk.
Fly on the manticore.
Just so you guys know, a beetle will not increase your travel speed.
Mm. That would be nicer, though.
How much does that? I'm going to look up horses and see if I can get a horse that can carry me and my stuff.
Carrying capacity for a horse is 360 pounds.
Nope.
At least for one of the horses here.
You need like a
reinforced horse.
Clydesdale.
Like a draft horse.
Yeah, I think a draft horse probably could.
Okay.
Or a small team of four.
Yeah, I mean, you could just get a cart a wagon drawn by horses.
A wagon doesn't work very well in the sand. However, we can get some sleds, so for when we're in sandy areas, I can slide over the dunes, and when we're in more rocky areas, I can use... You guys will probably never, ever be able to do this.
Story.
Go out to the dunes, maybe get a shield or something, and just speed down to the dunes. I use my shell. It's so much fun.
If you guys do choose to get beetles or... The horses in this area would likely be the Mzia horse. It has a higher speed, or you can use just base horse stats in the player's handbook. But 150 gold is what it would be for an Mzia horse, and 150 gold for a beetle.
Jeez. Man, that's expensive.
Beetle will just be convenient, that's all.
How far are we going for Krarg's thing?
The Kutaka Downs is like right on the border. Where you are now.
No. I'm not going to worry about the horse or the beetle because I can go as fast as the beetle.
We may not be able to travel much faster, but we could travel supposedly longer a day if we had beetles.
Alright, well,
that's true.
Not to mention carrying anything that we find or earn.
That is also true.
Maybe I will get the beetle. You're very convincing, Kaiji, when you want to be.
All good?
Maybe two beetles?
Sure.
I'd say so.
What should beetle eat?
Anything.
A goat.
Dung,
generally.
It would work perfect. Clean up after us.
Oh, gosh.
I'm told beetles can also graze, but...
These beetles are essentially giant dung beetles.
They walk backwards.
They do sometimes. Its proper name is a Kiziago beetle.
I'm not kissing it.
So, if you guys end up getting those beetles, two of them would be 300.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll keep you posted.
Okay. We're going to jump over to Rainer. You are going back to Olga's shop.
Mm-hmm.
You enter in, and you see the people there just working away. You hear them gossiping about the events of the previous day and previous last couple of days. And you see them look up and Olga just smiles warmly. And she says, "Glad you're back."
Glad I'm back too.
I have what you need. And she gestures for you to come closer. And she pulls out this very elaborate looking hairpin. It's made of various materials. A lot of it is almost like a cold smithed copper. Mm-hmm. Then she has some dyed cloth mixed in there. So you've got a purple and a yellow cloth, pale yellow and a dark purple kind of mixed together. Tied in an elaborate way. And then it kind of has some spokes in there that would kind of fit like a comb. Mm-hmm. And then a couple of, three large pearls, fairly large pearls, are kind of placed along the top, nestled into this coldsmith copper. And she looks at you and she says, "Will this do?"
I think it looks wonderful.
Good. Well, you'll have to pay the rest of mm-hmm. the price. And
I believe I owed them another 200.
I believe that was correct.
It was that, and I was also hoping, were you able to find the diamond that I had asked for, which was part of the whole...
Yes, I remember. I was able to find someone who has it. I went ahead and purchased it, and I will sell it to you.
Mm-hmm.
So, remind me of the size of the diamond.
It's a diamond worth 300 gold.
Okay.
It was kind of like within the whole price that we had established.
So she hands you the diamond, you now have that diamond plus that...
And I gladly hand over the rest of the money.
Okay. Well, it was a pleasure doing business with you, sir.
Yes.
I hope you're not in trouble now.
You know, I'm feeling a lot better, a little more clear-headed than obviously I was during our last visit. I think things are going rather well. Still trying to figure some things out on my end. Not used to feelings.
Yes, well, in my experience, many men are not. That's why they come to me.
Well, I'm glad that you're here for them.
Me too, and so are they, so are their wives and partners and whatever else that you want to call it.
Well, we're figuring that out as we go. So.
Indeed. Well, if you ever need something more, please come back.
Absolutely. I know we'll probably be hanging around the town a bit. Me and my group have recently acquired Bilka Hall out on the outskirts, so you'll probably be seeing a bit of us around town.
Indeed. Well, that is actually the home of some of my ancestors.
That is quite wonderful. Yes. If your ancestors might happen to be able to, you know, tell you where we might find potentially some keys to stone dwarven doors, I would absolutely love to know. We've got a couple locked doors down in the basement mm-hmm. that the more curious members of our party are trying to get into.
Well, I can't say I know where any keys are. You know, that place has been abandoned for quite some time. But,
do you know a dwarven locksmith?
I don't. Well, I mean, I do, but I don't think it would be what you need. Well, you see, history of that hall is... It was a tavern, but more importantly, it was a safe house from fiends. And if my education serves me, many of those doors were designed to not be opened. Huh. There's specific ways that they can be, but generally they are permanently locked. Unless there's some sort of outside influence.
That is most interesting. You know, if you do have any, you know, if you ever come upon the means of basically contacting somebody that could help us out with those doors, I'd appreciate it. But that is actually quite a good little bit of information to know for the time being.
Well, you're welcome. You're welcome. I know that, you know, I apologize, I can't be of more help, but I know that Bilka Hall was used very extensively during the Pantheonic War.
A lot older than I thought it was, but the architecture makes sense. Anyway, we are pretty excited to make it a home and clean it up again.
Yes, it'll be good to have someone taking care of it.
You have a wonderful day, Olga.
You as well.
I hope to see you again.
You as well. Thank you, and likewise. So you leave the store. I imagine you guys eventually come back together. Do you head to Bilka Hall? Do you do something else?
I will try and meet up. I mean, I figure just because of the time it takes, they might be in the middle or nearing the end of their conversation with the Confer, so I will head in that direction in the hopes that I potentially run into them either there or along the way.
Okay. So, unless there's something more you guys want to do with the Kumfa,
just one more question for her.
Okay.
Would you know anyone we could hire to make some renovations or fix up the place?
There's plenty of carpenters and plenty of stonemasons in town. I'm sure you could find plenty of people who could help. And she gives you a list of various people. And price-wise, if you were looking to like get a really nice refurbished place, probably talking like between 500 to 1,000 gold.
Are they Giphart approved? Are they Giphart approved? Which no one outside of Utah is going to understand that reference.
But absolutely everyone in the valley.
Well, I guess it's a good
thing. I'm not there, though, so I just...
So if you were to get it renovated, just the various carpenters, things like that, probably 500 to 1,000 gold.
So much
but
money.
It would be very, very nice at that point.
Let's first see what we can do between me and Arden. We can clean it up and mend some minor stuff in it.
Yeah,
and
we can clean it up.
And then we can kind of tally what really needs a specific
attention.
Yeah,
we'll just throw some rugs over the stations.
That too.
Cover up the holes in the wall.
I can mend most of the holes in the wall.
Asar just looks very, very skeptical throughout this whole conversation of just, sure. Like counting her gold in the background. Can I finance this?
We just need to find a good, cheap interior decorator that can cover everything up.
I'm free. And
your personalities are showing.
So we're leaving Sherry behind. To fix up the place.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Drew, what is your interior decorating style?
Well, books.
Okay, let's hire someone.
I like shiny.
Well, I like shiny. That's a step up.
Shiny.
You know, so shiny.
I could decorate.
Don't you need to come to the Downs with us? Or the Wastes, or wherever we're going?
Oh.
We're in the Katak Downs, but the Katak Wastes.
We not decorating together?
I don't think any of us are staying here.
Oh.
We can spend a day or so fixing up the place and decide what we want. I mean, it's going to be our base of operations. It should look decent.
We use bones.
I like that. I've got a manticore skull, as well as a couple of other bones I've collected.
And horns, and teeth, and...
You can see, like, as Asar gets more and more, like, off-put, like, Kaiji's eyes light up. Yeah.
And claws and rocks.
I've seen some very nice rock gardens. This could work. This could work.
Yeah. Plan. Plan made.
Plan made. Fantastic.
I do want to go and find either a cookbook plus any books for sale.
Okay. Go ahead and make an investigation check.
Guidance.
18.
Okay. So you are able to find a cookbook easily enough.
Sweet.
This is basically just a Kutaka culinary. Kind of the main dishes of the Kutaka Downs. Has some from the Ashkaki Canyons that are made by the dwarves and whatnot.
Nice.
Is there anything else?
What kind of cookbook is it? Because historically, cookbooks kind of suck. Like, does it actually have measurements in it, or is it more like, prepare the roux?
This would... A
handful of flour.
Yeah, I don't know what ancient cookbooks were like. I apologize for my lack of knowledge.
If you can't find bat guano, then store-bought is fine.
I would say it's a cookbook that is good enough to kind of get you...
In the right direction. You'll need to experiment a little, but that's okay.
A child's fist.
I love experimenting. And then also just a plethora of books. I try to avoid any copies of any books. I know there's probably not many books or scrolls, I guess.
Yeah.
But as many as I can find that people are willing to sell. And I'm not too worried about subject.
And I want to find if there's any, the scroll bookshelves?
Yeah, those two.
Scroll shelves?
Yeah.
Scroll shelves. Scroll but shelves
basically
and
like the, yeah, with the cubbies.
So like the...
Is there an IKEA in town?
The place would have furniture and whatnot.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, we're not really decided. We haven't decided if we're going to renovate the place.
I think let's
put it this way. You guys decide as a group what you want in the house, and I will tell you how much it costs.
Does Uchafu have an IKEA?
Bless you.
No. No, it does not.
Well, I want the scroll bookshelves, a couple of them, and...
Yeah, go to
your
barn to find the IKEAs.
Form of a safe.
I think we ought to look at the space and then maybe hire some contractors to build it exactly where we want it.
I think, is there any property insurance here?
I am not going to get into insurance in an easy game.
Dragon insurance?
Well, we're going to insure the place.
It's called a door lock.
And then it's accidentally going to burn down, and that's going to fund the renovation.
Insurance fraud. Well, we're going to have to play a early 1900s game if we're going to do insurance fraud.
Humans and taxes.
Sounds so sad.
Well, I meant like 1900s era.
That's death and taxes.
Yeah. Death and taxes.
Seth's just trying to figure out how to pay for the renovation.
Okay.
Guess we could always
burn it down so it costs more.
Yeah. Or rob some caravans.
I mean, if we all pull together, we probably have enough.
I don't have any money.
I don't either.
So, you do find a book that
I don't have any money.
What is it?
It's a biography. All right, I'll wait.
I believe you.
You saw me get 200 gold, but I said I don't have any money. And you believe it.
What do you do with it?
He gives it to Azurkeem to give him powers. That's actually what's going on.
It's pay to win.
So you find a book. It's a biography. It's titled... Illuminative Efforts of the Merchant, and it is written in Abyssal.
Ooh.
You'll have to get more details later when you read it.
Yes.
And it costs 20 gold.
Jeez.
And
worth it.
you know, in the equivalent of what it would take for a scroll, it's a very long scroll.
Mm-hmm.
It is 736 pages.
Nice.
Yes. So you've got like several scrolls that contain.
That's about a day's read.
If we just share over a candlelight.
Really, like, at least for me, that's about an 8-hour read. So.
Wow.
I can't read that reading. Fast. I read slow.
Can you read this?
Oh, yes, of course.
Hmm.
I can read this too.
What language was that one?
Abyssal.
You're going to have to teach me this.
Why isn't there anything in Infernal?
Right?
Tieflings are. There's not many very well known Tiefling authors.
No, we have verbal stories, oral stories.
Maybe you could become the first Tiefling author.
Nah.
Yeah, do you want to spend your time just writing down inside of this scroll?
I don't have the patience for that.
Exactly.
I've never actually seen you write anything.
He wrote to his sister.
Something. Yeah. It's not my strong suit.
How much was the cookbook, by the way?
Cookbook probably would have run you about 15 gold.
Books are expensive.
Still expensive, jeez.
I mean, books, especially in this era, books would be expensive.
I guess, yeah. They're hard to write.
They're all handwritten.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I imagine you guys are heading back to Bilka Hall.
Yes.
Okay. So you guys make it, travel that way, it takes you a couple hours. You get back to the hall, and we will pick up with what happens next time. Thanks for listening.
Hey there, Sarah here. If you like listening to Roll Fair, check out our YouTube channel. We have auto-generated subtitles that are close enough, plus extra content, including specials and one-offs. We also have other social media that you can use to ask us questions. We'd love to hear from you, and thanks for listening.